Restoring family links is a core ICRC activity that we do throughout the world when families and individuals have been separated by armed violence. One of the things that we try to do is to visit people in the camps where they have been displaced and offer this service so that those who are missing family members are able to take advantage of it. We do the reconnection with a number of different methods. One is to provide phone service for people who might not have it, and the other is to use what we call Red Cross messages, which are paper messages that we take with us and distribute using our network to get to our other delegations in other parts of South Sudan or in other countries. And through these two systems, we're able to try to help people get in touch with family members that they may have lost contact with, so that they can hear about their well-being and know whether or not they are safe.
So tell me about how many people so far have taken the advantage of your service and started searching for their relatives.
So far, we've done over 1,200 phone calls. So 1,200 people have used our service. And I think the figure is about a little bit over 650 people have had the opportunity to connect, so with a positive outcome. And then we've also done much fewer of the Red Cross messages. But this means that for 650 individuals or so, they've had the opportunity to hear from their loved ones that they lost track with so that they could have the peace of mind knowing that their loved ones are currently safe, even if they're in a different location.
Are these inside South Sudan or also outside, like in Uganda or Kenya?
We don't keep the details of phone conversations per se. We try to make sure that they're restricted to only conversation about personal matters and understanding the safety and well-being, but the service is provided for people within and without South Sudan. So yes, if someone thinks that there's a camp in Uganda or somewhere else, then the service is still available to them.
When they reconnect to their relatives, how do they feel?
Each conversation is different, and it's a very personal experience. But what we know is that when people have been separated because of armed violence, it can be very traumatic. And not knowing the fate of your loved ones can be very difficult emotionally and intellectually. And so we know anecdotally that from the people who have the opportunity to hear from their loved ones, to know that their family or their friends are safe, it's extremely encouraging. And yes, you know, we see people smile and they tend to be quite grateful for the opportunity to connect with their loved ones.